broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
A shutout here. And another. No. Yes, we got to say it. Are you Jason? No, I don't care. Yes, it is a no-hitter going. Either way, he's been absolutely phenomenal. Let's finish it off here, kid.
Here's the pitch from Kate Wendell. Swing and a miss for a strike. He is facing some huge bats here. 3, 4, and 5. 4-12, 345, and 435.
He's going to turn it. Absolutely.
Yes, he is. And a dirt for a ball. Your first batter, Jared Hillsman.
We got Reds baseball tonight?
We do. Reds in Milwaukee. Strike. 1-2 now. Kate Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery. Pitching a gem of a game here. Swing and a miss. Strike three. As he had him searching for that one. Jared Hillsman retired. One away, and that'll bring up Jack Heitbrink. Heitbrink is the number five hitter in the order. And he is hitting 345. He is 0-for-2 today. He did reach on an error by Will Holman. Back in the second inning, and there's a swing and a miss for a strike as they just cannot connect on Kate Wendell's pitches today. There's another pitch. This is for a ball. Kate Wendell trying to nail down the game, which would give Fort Recovery almost for sure a share of the conference title at the very least. A swing and a miss for strike two.
Hard yet. Come on, kid. Finish it off.
You never know, but the Indians only have New Knoxville left, and they're one of the poorer teams in the conference. Strike three. He went around. Either went around or they called it a strike. I'm not sure. Two outs.
One more out for a no-hitter.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 K's now for Cade Wendell. That'll bring up Austin Shinneberry hitting 435. He's 0-for-2, actually 0-for-1 today. He did walk the last time. Struck out and walked. And it's 0-1.
Where that Indian dugout is on the edge of the step.
Swing and a miss, strike two.
Come on, baby, one more. You can bet his old dad is pretty excited down there in the dugout.
Here's the next pitch for Cade Wendell. Now he steps off the rubber.
Come on, finish this off here, 1-4. Come on, kid.
Here comes the next pitch. Yes, sir! Miss! Strikes out on a fastball. 11 K's in the game. And the Indians win 1-0. And Cade Wendell mobbed over there by his teammates. How about that?
That is unbelievable. I tell you what, I just feel so good for that kid, Rob. And has he carried our ball club the last couple games or what? The seniors step up. And you know, we talked about Nick not throwing today. Well, Jerry must have had an inkling because, man, a no-hitter and just absolutely dominated this. And this is no slouch of an offensive team in the Minster Wildcats. And to throw a no-hitter against these guys, that's impressive.
Cade Wendell with a no-hitter. Indians win 1-0. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
How about that, Mr. Feely?
Hey, how about that?
Wasn't that something?
That was some kind of fun last night.
Cade Wendell throws a no-hitter, and the Fort Recovery Indians are one win away.
Against Minster.
I know, against Minster.
Yeah, that's good one team. Thing if you did against a kind of a mediocre team, but that they won the state championship last year. They got a lot of people back.
That's right. Well, they got seven seniors.
I believe I heard Rob say that their batting average, their team batting average is 100 points higher than ours.
Yes, yeah.
And we're not hitting too bad. Their batting average is
It was 287 and ours was 227. Now, you got to take that with a grain of salt because, first of all, we have the toughest score in baseball in Tommy Golden.
Yeah,
Tommy's tough.
Yep.
He's a major league score.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You earn it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You earn it from Tommy.
Yep. And Fee, you know this as well as some of them guys give hits for Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm that batting average stuff, I ain't too worried about
it. Not too worried about it.
But when you cap one off like that, feeling a big game, and man, what a feeling that had to be for you guys in the dugout.
Oh, man, that was nerves.
Yeah,
we kind of talked about
that. I can't imagine.
We kind of talked about that last night. You know, we've played probably about four of those tight nail biters, and
yes,
man, are they fun to play. They're fun to be in, especially when they go out the right way.
Well, I don't like them. I like to have the games where we know we're going to win. But man, is that really, really good?
Well, what a performance by Cade last night.
That's right.
Man.
Fee, we would be amiss if we didn't talk a little bit about, you know, Chuck Rohr's pretty special guy for Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep, and, absolutely.
And one guy that's really close to us, that we had him as a teacher. We had him as, he baptized my grandkids, and his Deacon John Parker passed away. And
yep.
What a wonderful human being.
What a great guy, yeah. I mean, I don't have anybody had a bad word to say about him.
Yeah, and Spencey, I know Chuck's pretty close to you, and you're, yep, you know, you've been involved in the Parker family, and yeah, it's just it's kind of somber, ain't it?
Yeah, yep. I was down there, and the mood wasn't too bad, so you know, it's, and like Chuck said, he fought cancer and beat that for a while, and he's, yep, just had health problems, and it's not like it was sudden; it saw it coming. But
yeah, been declining a little bit.
What was his joke he always told? It's the dumbest joke ever. Something about Longfellows.
Somebody's
in school.
Feet, I'm sure. Yeah, oh, when they're, if they're sitting, a lot of times they're, if somebody's sitting.
It's about a joke.
Yeah,
well, sitting on the, they're Longfellows.
Well, yeah, most of the time, most of the time when I've heard it, somebody sitting on the edge of the stage and their feet are dangling down. Mm-hmm. He must be a poet.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're Longfellows.
Longfellows.
Because they're Longfellows.
Mr. Parker, rest in peace, yep, Mr. Parker. And you'll always, yeah, be Mr. Parker, that's right.
Yep.
So we got Coach Kalk maybe stopping in here at 8:30.
Yeah, Jerry said he might stop up about 8:30.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Shoot the ball with us a little bit.
We got a call in here, and I forgot to...
you give him the phone number?
I'm going to.
What, okay, is it? 516-0702. It's 419-516-0702. It's right there on the Hastings hotline.
Hastings hotline.
Paper right
Hastings
in front of you.
Hastings hotline.
Right there.
419-516-0702. Mm-hmm. Got a guy calling in who likes to talk baseball and knows a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Will we recognize who it is?
I don't know.
Is it just going to be a... have to be a mystery guest.
Mystery guest on the Hastings hotline.
The mystery guest.
But before we got to last night's game, Fee, we had one last Thursday we talked last Wednesday at Sports Talk. 1981 was the last time we defeated the Colwark Cavaliers at the Fort.
At the Fort.
Yeah. And, you know, you was on that team in 81, and you, yep, was on that team in 2018.
Pretty
and,
cool.
And 37 years later, buddy, you did it.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty proud of them boys. I mean, that's something to be awful proud of.
You ever seen a crazier game than that Thursday night?
It was weird. You know, and it's us maybe crying a little bit, but it seems like the things that happened to Coldwater,
yeah, grab another water,
the other night, always happens to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they had bad breaks. I mean, they just got some bad luck and just happened to be in the wrong places at the wrong times, and normally that's just the complete opposite, but well, we got some breaks and we took advantage of it, and Twaithy was good. I mean, he was good. He didn't have his best stuff, but he was very good, you know.
And, can you tell, Fee, when like prior to that game with all the scouts there, and you talk to him a little bit, is he nervous or is he always the same?
He's a low key kid. Yep. I mean, he really is. I mean, he doesn't seem to get too excited or anything. And I walked in and I seen all them guns down there. Yeah. I was nervous for that.
I had a Snapchat out and
probably thought it was a shootout.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had a video of, like, kind of guy had five of them on my Snapchat.
Pretty neat.
It is pretty neat.
I mean, he's a special kid. He's trying to do something that's going to be awesome if he can get it done.
That's right. I mean, and the thing about Twaitzy is, you know, he didn't pitch yesterday, but, man, he's swinging that bat right now.
Oh,
where,
yeah,
we need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he comes up there, You know, it's a good chance he's going to hit it hard.
He's going to hit it hard somewhere. Yeah, he's going to put it in play. And last night he came up with a bases loaded, big hit for him. Or big, I guess maybe it was second and third, but he got the fly ball and got the sacrifice fly to get the guy in. And who would have thought that was going to be the only run to cross the plate?
But, no, that's exactly right.
When that left the bat, I felt really good. I was pretty sure it wouldn't be a hit, but I was extremely sure it would score the run. So
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, there wasn't much problem there. Even if he'd sort of popped it up and was maybe even 50 feet
he hit it pretty
shorter
hard.
Than it was. Yes, he did.
It, it went right there and pretty deep.
But. Yep.
Yeah, that was when you think about going back to the Coldwater game, and he also hit a rocket there to score an RBI single. Yep. Ethan Shane gets that inning started with a line shot base hit, and it's huge. Good to see them younger kids, or not younger kids, but the bottom of your lineup produce.
Bottom lineup started to come alive a little bit.
And about this time 2 years ago is when they, or was that whatever the first year it was we went to state, the bottom of the lineup was ones that was scoring runs for about 3-4 games in a row.
Yeah.
And that really, because that brought us out of that funk where we won 17 in a row, then we lost three out of four, or whatever the heck that was.
Yeah.
And then
he just don't win.
They brought him back
games
out.
In a row in high school baseball.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy year. But yeah, like you said, like Neil said, you know that bottom of the lineup. That's such a great thing because if you can get some people on, Cade Wendell is just playing really, really good right now at a high level, and right now Willie's starting to see the ball a little better too, I think. And we already talked about Nick, you know, and they're getting there. I mean, we're getting there, but right now I just feel like with that 1-2 punch we got pitching, if we can just put 3 or 4 runs out there.
You know, that's the thing. Man,
or even 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah.
Well, with Reese. But.
Yeah.
And Reese has been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah.
Especially the last five, six games.
You take this, the Coldwater game, and, you know, they've got Frilling, and Frilling's a stud, and then that was going to be a low-scoring game. That was a fluke game. I mean, we scored 2 runs on a strikeout.
Yeah. And Riley strikes out, the kid throws it right in the back, and it rolls down. But that's the kind of stuff that happens to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to just happen to us every time we played Coldwater. Yeah, something goofy like that happened.
Right.
But, man, that turned out to be, that was huge.
That was. And defensively, we were tough, and we did just made enough plays to get the win. And, then we come out here and against Minster, and, you know, we'll talk about Minster game a lot here tonight when Jerry gets here, but that was a nervous game. I mean, I think everybody was a little bit on pins and needles because that's the game. That's the one. If we want to win the MAC,
If we had lost that one, we had to win. After we won that one, we had to beat Minster. But if we lost that one, it didn't matter what happened to Minster for the most part.
The thing about that game is just it's 1-0 the whole way, and we just kept putting runners on base and couldn't get a hit to save our life. Just a couple hits, and that game would have been they'd have been done. But man, they just hung around. That's a good ball club. They don't make mistakes, and
they got an all Hall of Fame coach and. It's a Hall of Fame program, and for us to go over there and get a 1-0 win, I was tickled.
Oh, absolutely.
Tickled with it. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Bubba and Fee Show presented by Wayne Street Markets.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Full House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brook Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brook Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Starting Monday, March the 12th.
Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise-In is coming up on Friday night, May 11th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 10 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spinning the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise-In on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 11th from 6 to 10.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
We got a caller on there. Anybody on there? Hello? Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
First time listener. First time listener.
Long time caller.
We got callers all like crazy on Monday night. I don't think I'm doing anything different, but I might be. Don't think I am.
Can you hear us?
I can now.
Hey.
Hey.
This sounds like.
That sounds like a familiar voice.
It does. Is this Jeff Wendell?
Yes, it is.
Doggy Wendell, how you
One
doing,
and
buddy?
Only, buddy.
Good.
I got a question for you. How much sleep did you get last night?
Not a whole lot.
That was a special day, big guy, and it's been a pretty good week for the Wendell family, and really been a really good week for your son, starting off with Thursday at Coir with a game winner, and then capping off with a no-no last night, doggy, and man, you got to be pretty proud, not only as a dad, but as a coach of this team.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. You know, Cade loves his teammates, and they love him, and that's what it's all about. Got great, great chemistry, and when you have a team that, you know, believes in each other and they want each other, that's the difference between champions and not champions sometimes.
We started this program, and the MAC was started in what year, Neil? 1975?
Yeah, I'm not sure when we got in. They were around for a couple of years before we got in.
But anyway, yeah. We're looking at 40 years of being in the MAC, and we have a chance to do something tomorrow night that we've never done. And for you and Coach Feely and Coach Galdine and Coach Kalp, you guys got to take a lot of pride in what's happening, and let's get a W tomorrow night. What do you think?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a great accomplishment for our town. That's what we're doing it for our community. A lot of pride. And, you know, just going out there and playing hard every night. But it's just forward to me.
Can't wait, bud. I tell you what, tomorrow night I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great night. The Indians have been pretty darn good in MAC play the whole year so far. And why not get one more? What do you think?
One more big grade, and I think the boys are ready.
So what's your thinking going into the bottom of the seventh last night?
Well, you know, we kind of missed her twice, and we charted all their pitches they got. And so Evan Post has all the charts that we made up, and I got the game charts in front of me. So, you know, in between innings and during the inning, wasn't a whole lot of time really to think about what's going on other than who's coming up next and who's batting for them and try to strategize to, you know, find out where we're going to throw them. And in between innings, Cade came in and Cody, and we talked to them about the next three batters. And you know, so we're always trying to look ahead. what we got to do next. So didn't have much time to really reflect on what was going on.
Let me ask you this, Doggy. Was there a dad-son moment in the middle of the seventh inning where you made eye contact or anything like that, and or was you stoic and the head coach the whole time?
No, I mean, we get the signs to Cody, so Cody and I look at each other, but, Cade focused on Cody, and he zoned in, and so there wasn't after the end.
I thought maybe you might give him a little wink or something heading out to the bottom of the seventh. Because I was a nervous wreck up there, and I know that you guys being in the bench, you can't quite be as idiot as I am up in the booth, but that was just some kind of performance by your son, and I know that this program, you've been a big part of it, buddy, and I think everybody knows that. And
absolutely.
To get that MAC championship tomorrow, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be pretty neat, but, always my goal is the state championship. That's the granddaddy of them all. That's what we want. So
that's the Rose Bowl.
That's definitely nice, but
that's where we're headed.
Good. That's
state championship would be the ultimate thing.
So you're on the road tonight. Where are you at?
I had a few meetings here and heading home.
Trying to get a good night's sleep and get ready for tomorrow night.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Yeah, we'll be ready. And senior night. We got senior nine night. Great seniors, and looking forward to thanking every one of them. And hopefully, you get a coaching for a long time yet.
Yep, there sounds like an idea.
Sounds good. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling in, buddy. Congratulations on last night's win. And,
yep.
And congratulations as a dad watching your son perform.
Proud moment for a dad. That a boy.
Yep, thanks to FR Radio for your support. It's been great.
All right, partner. We'll talk at you later.
All right, take care. Bye.
That was Mr. Jeff Wendell.
Mr. Doggy Wendell.
Part of the Indians coaching staff.
Yep.
And the coaching staff, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of our staff. I think we talked last night that, they go to this meeting and
probably ought to get fired.
And, they say, they introduce everybody with all the big wins. And the first one they announce is, congratulations to the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Jerry Kalp, celebrating his 100th victory as a head coach. And,
all right.
And all the coaches, they give him the old golf mm-hmm. clap.
Yep.
And they go through some more coaches. And they say, celebrating his 500th win as head coach, Mike Wiss from Minster High School. And everybody's like, hey, all right. And then celebrating his 10,000th win as a head coach, John Dorner. And Jerry's looking like, I won 100. These guys won 500 and 700. Joining us in studio, Mr. Jerry Kalp. Jerry, congratulations on a big win last night.
Thank you. That is a true story. Those guys have won 100 and 100.
Bunch of games.
Think about
very good
that.
Coaches.
Yeah. And Jerry, we had you on here last Wednesday, and we talked about this Coldwater game and how big a game that was, and been 37 years. I mean, if he touched on a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the strangest games. And for us to, we did what Coldwater, and Fee said the exact same thing. We Coldwatered us. Or we Coldwatered them.
We
lose a lot of games like that to them, and it just felt good to be on the other end of that.
It does feel good to be on the other end of that. No question about that. I told our guys in practice, we're not going to beat them by hitting a home run in the seventh inning. It's not going to happen. It's going to be, the last time we beat them, it was a drop throw to the first baseman that kind of played in the dirt for a little bit, and Kyle Schreier never stopped and scored. The last time here we played him this year, it was we actually struck out and somehow got two runs out of that.
Runs out of it.
So you got to keep playing. You got to keep going.
And then that line drive that Riley caught, that always happens to us against Coldwater. That always happens.
It does, but you got to remember, Cassius Metzger charged that ground ball like he was going to throw it home and kept that guy at third base.
Kept Harley. Harley kept.
So nobody ever says that, but Cassius made a really terrific play just to give us that opportunity. And those are the kind of little things that oftentimes get lost in the...
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and I forgot about that till you said it. I noticed it when it happened, but after that next thing, you kind of forgot about that. But,
So you have to... You really have to play hard.
Yep. Kids doing the right thing, and sometimes you don't even have to throw it. You just have to let them know you're ready to.
Jerry, I got a couple texts here from some people who are just proud Indian fans, and the first one's was Jim Zaringer. Great win over Jimmy. Mr. Coach, and he also was talking about, Mr. Parker, and he said a couple things about Mr. Parker, and Jimmy threw out the first pitch the other night, or at third field, and it was a rocket. I mean, it went in there right at 28, 30 mile an hour, and Cody caught it barehanded, but, other than that, Mr. Zaringer wasn't too bad.
Well, we had to catch it barehanded so we could hear the pop. Yeah, we want to hear, when you zing it at 90 into a glove, you can really hear a pop. So if it's coming at 30, you got to get your bare hand out. You got to have that.
No, and when we look at that corner game, and they're a great team. I mean, there's probably a good chance we're going to play them again.
Yeah,
and we'd love to play them again. That's what it is. And, Jerry, you talked last night about coaching and playing in games like that. And how much fun that is. And it's fun for the kids because that's our baseball now. And that's something that we haven't done for years. And that is now, we're the people, we're the hunted. What a great thing to be.
It's a good feeling.
We do have a circle on our back. We have a target. And it's a great feeling to be mentioned with some of those other programs. We're never going to take anything away from what they've done. That's their legacies, whether you're at Parkway or Minster or Coldwater or St. Henry, Delphus, Versailles, all those places. So it is nice to have that. There is a change. There's probably is somewhat of a culture change that we've been able to build and work on. If you see our dugout this year, I mean, it's alive. If you walk past our dugout, you feel energy coming out. And that's what it has to be like.
Yep. Is that because of the seniors? Or is that just everybody?
I'm a big senior believer.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly am. But it also runs deeper than that. We have younger players that are in the sophomore class and the freshman class, and they're starting to learn how the game is played. Or when I say that, it sounds like so cliche, so coachy. But it should be fun. It is a game, number one. And we are trying to teach also life skills.
Yeah.
The way you handle yourself in the dugout is really important. I don't know. My wife reads books, and then she tells me about them, and that's how I learn things.
So, hey, that's pretty good.
That's good. Then.
So you got audio books.
Well, yeah. So, she read a book called Collapse, and it's about cultures, and it's about, empires and things and why they collapse and things like that. So I'm a big senior guy. Harold knows this. I'm a big senior guy. I think seniors need to leave with these leadership skills. And so you got to build a culture. To me, you have to have that right culture. And, the first thing that you have to have is because leaders, if you're a leader and you're a senior, you have to understand that leaders give the most. You have to, if you're going to have a culture that survives, you have to give the most. So, Harold, you're in our business, you give more than anybody else. In my business, I think I give more than anybody else. Neil, more than anybody else. So you have to have that kind of leadership. And along with that goes the integrity part of it, which is the trust part. So you have to be true to what you're trying to accomplish. You have to give it out there. You have to pour that heart out there. And the second thing that has to come with that is, I think you have to have self-confidence. And not fake self-confidence. I mean, that's the stuff that comes, comes out of the deep, out of the heart. Some of the boys will kind of say, that's a swag.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. But you got to have that. Because when you're playing baseball, not everything goes your way. So when things are really going bad, how do you react? What do? Do you just cave it in, or do you just stand there and keep fighting? So the second thing is swag. And then the third thing is you have to be creative, because I can give you these skills. I can teach you, which is what we're trying to do in practice. But then come game time, you got to use those skills to create. Riley Post, I mean, where they have guys on first and third with one out, and I'm thinking of all these ways to get out of that thing. Next thing you know is line drive, step on third, and I'm like, I never thought of that.
That'll work.
You know, so you have to have a degree of creativity. And if you wonder about that, think about the play that Derek Jeter made when they were in the playoffs against Oakland, when he's a shortstop, cutoff, yeah, on the first baseline. What are you doing over there? He says, that's where the ball was. I have no idea.
I'm going for the ball.
Well, if I teach you, that is not where you're going. You know, if you strictly are a rote learner, and I just regurgitate whatever somebody told me, you're not going to be there. But if you're a creator, then you're going to make something happen. So those are three things that we got to teach our kids as coaches. We got to show them. So when you're picking a staff, you're looking for those kind of things. Got to be integrity. There's got to be swag. I need guys with confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to have that creativity. That culture wheels together. That way you don't collapse when it really, really, really gets ugly.
Well, that's the great thing about our team is that you have four or five kids on your team that honestly believe they're the best player in the league. No, I'm serious. No. If you ask Will Holman, he's going to tell you, I'm the best center fielder in the MAC. Yep. If you ask Reese Rogers, he's going to tell you, I'm the best first baseman in the MAC. If you ask Nick Twaits, he's going to tell you, I'm the best pitcher in the MAC. If you ask Cade Wendell, he's going to tell you, I'm the best leadoff hitter in the MAC. And they honestly believe that, and I believe it too.
I believe it.
And when you get that kind of mentality, and when you get seniors who believe that, that just feeds off. I mean, it just does. And we're seeing it right now as clutch base hits, never getting down, getting behind, battling back, and you know, it's just a mindset, and we're there right now, and we got to keep it going.
And we got to keep it going. We have, you know, we never won this league, the MAC, so we have one more game to play. We need to bring everything that we always bring, and win the ball game. They're not going to give it to us. We have to take it. We have to win it.
Take care of business.
But it is fun to be in those really tight ball games and then to be able to come out the winner at the end. And I think you got to have all those other things in place because the other teams are just as good as we are with their skills. There's no question. We have some skilled players, no doubt.
Yep.
I think they're the best. Yes, of course. But it's fun to play. It's fun to play at the level. And our menu, or our not our menu, but our season and the games that we've had to play. I mean, it's difficult. It's the hardest one we've ever had.
Oh, absolutely.
We see number ones all the time.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and pick Coach Calvin, Coach Feely's brains here. Sports Talk with Edmund Feet, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 19th. They start picking up very early, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 19th, and you'll need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. Cade Wendell pitched a no-hitter and struck out 11 as our Indians defeated Minster 1-0 last night, and now they are 16-4 and tied for the MAC lead with St. Henry at 7-1. Tomorrow is the last MAC game of the season as they host New Knoxville on Pizza Night, sponsored by Toby's Carryout. WPGW will broadcast that game at 100.9 FM, and it can also be heard on your device by going to WPGWradio.com and clicking on Listen Live, or on your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. Then next week, there are two regular season games scheduled. Tuesday, the Indians will host a very tough Lincoln View team. On Thursday, they'll host the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Then on Friday, they'll play their first game of the tournament at home. Four home games in a row, closing out the regular season and starting their tournament run. Get out to the ballpark and support our Indians tomorrow night as they can win their first ever MAC championship with a victory over the Rangers, then get to three big home games next week. The Indians love it when there's a big crowd on their side, so get to the last MAC game tomorrow night to cheer them on to the league championship. But if you just can't get there, you can always listen live on WPGW and Port Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
For Cade Wendell, the game is over. Port Recovery has won 4-3, driving in Ethan Shane with the winning run.
Man, that's awesome.
That's good
that
stuff.
That is just really good,
good stuff. Rob Weaver, that
Ooh,
guy.
He's good. He's having a lot of fun doing it, too.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Yep.
He gets there about an hour before the game, and he's got everything. He's always got everything filled in.
He's ready to go.
He is.
He is prepared.
He is, yeah. I can't do nothing.
There's too many little things that can go wrong. So he's one of the busiest people you'll ever meet, but he's never late unless there's something going on.
No, I really enjoyed when he was on the show there. We had him on.
Last year, I think.
He's got a lot of knowledge here.
He does.
Yeah. We're back here with Coach Cowp and Coach Feely, and we're talking Indian baseball, and the Indians go for something that they'd never done in school history, and that's a MAC title tomorrow, and co-MAC champs if St. Henry can beat New Bremen, but we beat St. Henry, so in our minds,
the
head-to-head comes into play.
Yep. Got to go into play.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to put that in.
You know who to beat us? New Bremen.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so, Bremen's got a nice ball club.
They really do. Yeah. I thought they were a little above sort of average, but they're really good.
Yeah, they got a nice
really
ball club.
Really good.
So, Coach Cowp, we've turned our attention and solely on New Knoxville. And a team that you know, if we play to our abilities, we should be able to get a W. Mm-hmm. And then you got to get prepared for tournament. And now, we got some games scheduled next week. And what's it look like for next week as far as, and what do you want to do? Do you want to play a bunch of games, or you want to? How's that? What's your thinking?
I wouldn't mind getting a game so that we can get Reese and we could get Ben some innings. You know, we scrimmaged tonight, and they got to throw 20-25 pitches, and they threw well toward the end. But their first 10 pitches, I thought they looked a little rusty, and maybe it's just the fact that we didn't warm up like a game. But I'd like to get them some innings, and Riley could use a throw, Joe could use a throw some. So I'd like to play some, but I don't want to get it to where we get absolutely exhausted. You know, I want to be able to be ready for the tournament game. So next week, we just have St. Mary's scheduled. We don't have anything this Friday. We don't have anything this Saturday.
Is there possibilities of doing anything Friday or Saturday?
Well, I'd ask Kurt to see if he could find some teams. But
okay.
Tournament's going to start this Saturday, and rain could be coming Thursday, Friday. So people don't want to schedule too much. So maybe we could find something for Saturday with a team that maybe is that has a bye also that we could play. We did have Lincoln View scheduled, but that is canceled now, too.
So Lincoln View game is canceled.
Lincoln View game.
And that was for Tuesday?
That was originally for Tuesday.
Yeah, that was originally Tuesday. Well, originally scheduled at the beginning of the season, but yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we have 20 in. We only have two more on the schedule. And then it'd be tournament.
How many can you play? 26?
27.
So, and I think last year or was 2 years ago, we announced we played Springfield South, Shawnee or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was like right during the middle of tournament.
We played them at Sydney, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can schedule whatever.
We could.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can sneak one in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hopefully Kurt will be looking around for some of those things. We may get out there and try to find some teams that are still interested in throwing.
A team like Minster who plays Walpock the night before our game, and Walpock is as good as any baseball team in the state of Ohio, arguably. Do you think as it turned out, do you think that, what's your thinking there?
We talked about that a little bit on your psyche bit. You get clobbered the night before your big game.
The night before they play us, they had to be, it's got to be tough on a ball club to come off a beating like that.
Yeah. I think so, but they're resilient. They know baseball. Baseball, you know, the next day starts out 0-0.
Yeah.
And, bad things happened for them that night. We got to go over and watch them play, and, boy, things just didn't go their way. And Wapakoneta then really started pounding the ball.
Yeah.
And things just really fell apart for them. Yeah, I think it probably puts you down a little bit. It would have to. So, yeah, if we schedule a game and then lose by 15 runs, that's not a really good feeling.
For your JV team has a doubleheader scheduled Saturday at Fort Laramie, I think it is. Is that home or away, do you know?
I think it's away.
Is it away?
Away.
Okay. And if you get a chance, folks, get out and see them kids, because there is some talented kids down there.
Good.
They're 12-3 and 1 because they played a 17-inning game or 13-inning game, 17
what about
to 17
9 hours
against Parkway. And they're just young kids that just love the game of baseball. And it's just our whole program. And when you think, Jerry, and we're going to have some members of FRISO up a couple weeks, I think they're going to come up and talk a little bit about, you know, what they're doing at that younger level. But this thing is, it's a program now. And when you look at FRISO and the young dads and the guys getting involved, man, it's got to make you, as a guy who oversees this program, think, well, this is how you have a program, as you get, when you see that. Because we struggled so long, and being on the park board. And
we've seen it on the
park
board.
And I hate, I don't want to, it was just tough to get the program going. And now, this thing is just, it's
kids are feeding off of it.
It's almost snowballing, and you got to love it.
Well, it is. I mean, I love what they're sending me if I'm on the top. I love what they're sending me when I get to look at it.
Yeah.
And, I enjoy the game of baseball, and I think a lot of dads and their sons enjoy baseball. And, I think it's terrific. I think it's terrific. I'm really tickled with what the FRISO has been able to do, too. They're well organized, and some of those guys are really putting it together.
They are. Well, you said it right there.
They've helped us out a ton on the park board.
The organization of that thing is just, they've just, and I can take my hand for Andy Diller for coming up with this, and the guys on that committee, I think there's five of them that's on that board that starts that FRISO. And me and Fee was lucky enough last year to do the championship game in the Little Guys.
Little Leagues, yeah, that was fun.
And man, did we have fun, and are they are really good.
They're good down that level, yep.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how much, I just was really surprised at the level of the Little Leaguers.
Yeah.
And you got kids wearing the eye black.
Well, I'm sure they see that on Cade.
That's right.
I guarantee they do.
They, our varsity players, they're really looked up to by those young guys. A couple of years ago, we were able to go through, we were in the elementary school there when we were having some success in the tournament. And that was a highlight for a lot of those guys, and it was actually really neat for me and for our players, because it did make you feel special, and I think we did play harder.
Yeah, because
you really don't want to let those guys down. I know a couple of our seniors were really taken back by, I mean, it was like these little guys were like, they were touching major leaguers' hands, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It is an awesome.
They were seeing Babe Ruth and
Pete Rose.
So when the boys are on the bus and the shirt says Fort Recovery, it represents a lot.
Yeah.
And they have to understand that. So
we go through and you're saying that, Jerry, and it this is some of the stuff that I love. We started out in Columbus, you know, and Dustin had food for all the kids and everything, and the parents came over and told us that's the most polite team I've ever seen. They all thanked you for everything, you know. That's a head coach. You got to feel pretty proud of that, Jerry. Those kids are just top notch kids.
Yeah, they represent the community very well, and so we're proud of that. And then when we can win ball games on top of it,
we're really proud of that.
You're going to say goodbye to 9 seniors tomorrow, and they'll be playing their last home game at the Fort. And I know that, you know,
last regular season home game.
Us guys, you know, we get to be in our 50s. We get a little more sentimental.
A little misty.
And
get a little misty.
And you're going to say goodbye to 9 kids that you've lived with for 4 years, basically. And that ain't going to be easy, is it?
No, but it's something that we really, you know, it's really what we want. I mean, I want them to go out there and be successful people. I truly do. And some of them are ready to go. Some are really ready to go. And if we play our last game, whatever it is, and there's some teary eyes, the teary eyes aren't because we either lost or we won. The teary eyes are just simply the fact that this stage of my life is over. And I need to move to that next stage of my life.
Yeah.
And I need to tell them, you know, gee whiz, that next stage of your life could be some of the funnest days of your life.
Yeah, could be really fun. Yeah.
So, but I need, I, you know, you they, I want them to realize where they're at in their stage of their life, and it's awesome. It's a fun that what we've been able to weld together is special.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it fun.
I agree, and I think that part of that is because of your staff. And you know, you got Tom Galdin, who I absolutely love. Tom Galdin, Rob Weaver talks about the batting averages last night, and he said Minster's batting .287, Fort Recovery's batting .227. Well, we have the toughest statistician in the majors, and Tom Galdin. You earn your hit if you're going to get a hit, and I love it. And that guy, and there ain't nobody. When you last night and afterwards, we go out to Bowling Alley. And man, I just absolutely love that guy because he loves being part of this.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a really important part of it, and takes a tremendous amount of responsibility away from me, which I mean, I don't like. He was emailing stats today to various places and things like that. So yeah, I think he's awesome. And you are correct, Bob. If we bat .250, I guarantee you it's .250. It's a legit .250.
Yeah. It's probably .275,
.350.
If we're batting, we got a guy batting .333 or .350.
He is tearing the cover off of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's legit.
And then Jeff Wendell, who's been with you for years now, you know, he's had the kids playing, but when he's in that dugout, he's Coach Wendell, and he takes that dad hat off, and man, that guy, he's Fort Recovery, and you got to have that.
Yeah, he supplies a tremendous amount of energy, and he did the pitches last night, called the pitches last night, did a great job.
Did a great job.
So our, you know, our scouting stuff was pretty spot on. You can call it, but then you got to have a pitcher who can actually do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Kay did it to
perfection. And then Toby Metzger has a young kid that relates to the kids, and Toby's just a positive guy. I mean, and he knows the game.
Yeah.
And having him around the kids is nothing but good.
Yeah, he's very intuitive. He's instinctive with any types of competition. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy him in the enjoy him in the dugout, and he is always throwing energy out. He's never taking energy away from anybody. It's coming out. And so those are the kind of people that I really...
He's a great guy that thinks the next pitch.
Yeah.
The guy's right. Always ahead of the game. You know, he's always thinking the next pitch. You know, you got to do this, you got to move that. You know, that's good stuff. That's what you want.
He's always...
And then the guy to your right, who's been with you the whole time, who almost had his hand taken off last night, he is the dumbest first base coach of all time. I mean, if you could have picked anybody to be your first base coach, that guy ain't too sharp. But he tried to catch that line drive off Cade last night. And Rob Weaver and me and Pudge Brinswick were sitting there. And Pudge looks at me and goes, he tried to catch that. And I said, they would have took his hand off. What was you thinking, big fella?
Oh, my God, the boys have been proud of him.
They would have. Yeah, they would have. Yeah,
yeah, they'd have visited me in the hospital and everything.
Yep. Have you ever seen all the broken bones?
But Fee's another guy, Coach, that he's just one of them guys you want your kids around.
Yes.
No, he is.
He's a teammate.
Yeah, he is.
And we need to be great teammates.
That's right.
And very knowledgeable, too. Harold doesn't give himself enough credit. But
he gets another runner picked off first. Greg McClure, Randy Rogers.
Boys are hating.
Tony Rogers.
He could use some love because he doesn't get much love from Bubba.
It's a tough crowd here.
Dave Gout.
I've had a rope on him here for the last couple of games. That's enough. Whoa, big fella, stop.
Well, you've almost cost us some games keeping your reputation intact.
That's right. Staff is important.
It is. I mean, you have to have them, and you have to weld them all together. And these guys, we're in there competing, and we can get pretty fired up with each other. But we all want the same thing. So we're all headed in the same direction.
Absolutely.
So it's okay. It's just a part of when you're playing and when the games are intense. It's just a part of it.
Yeah. Now your sidekick, she ain't around.
She's with her mother, yes.
Yeah. And that's not close by.
Killing her.
That's like Slovenia.
That's correct.
And that's like far away.
Yes. But she's that's farther than Indiana.
To the games and giving me texts.
Think about that. She can listen to our baseball games.
In Europe.
And then,
pretty cool.
And then I get the text and
yeah.
says we're all jumping up and down.
Yeah. And that's what's great for you because, like, I know we was out to Bullseye last night and, I know Johnny called and he's just, I tell you what, it's just like listening to Calpe and Jerry.
Yeah.
He has that same tone of his voice.
Yeah.
And your whole crew, they're proud of Pappy and they're proud of the Indians.
Well, we always like to play games and things like that and compete. And so, yeah, they're happy. I mean, my daughter's, Jackie's coaching club volleyball. And we like to do that. Yeah. I think Johnny, when his kids get a little older, and my daughter,
he'll
Jossie,
be right there.
She's got a couple of boys.
He'll be right there.
It's fun. And I'm glad that they have those kind of skills and interests.
You said something about competing. And you talk about our staff. There's a bunch of people like to win in that dugout. I tell you what, we'll do anything we can. We'll work our butts off so we can win. And there ain't nothing funner than winning. And so far, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, and tomorrow night, boys, we've got a chance to do something that we've never done. And weather permitting, I want to play tomorrow so bad.
Yep. Get that in.
And folks, if you're listening out there, come on out to the ballpark. It's senior night. We're going to honor these 9 seniors.
Yep.
And we're going to hopefully send them out winners. And we're going to put us up a MAC championship tomorrow night.
And it's Toby's Carryout Pizza Night.
It's Toby Carryout Pizza Night. And when we you talk about a program and you talk about a lot of things that happened to get the Coldwater crowd, there had to be, I can't imagine how many people was there.
There's a bunch.
But how many people get involved to help us out? And we had Wing Night and we have hot dogs and Toby's Carryout. And Jerry, you know, we can't thank them people enough for what they do for our program.
I love it. And the atmosphere, for the Coldwater game was what I really enjoy.
Collector.
Yes. And when we go to, that's why I've always loved playing in Coldwater, because there is a feel there.
It's always neat over there.
And, and you can take your feel on that any way you want, but I like it. I like the feel of that atmosphere. And, when it's here for recovery, I'm tickled. And a part of that is the wing night, the pizza night, all yeah. those kind of things, the people, the noise, the crowd.
It's great.
It's awesome.
Right now, if you're listening, and if you want to turn your channel TV on channel 44, our game's on right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Last night's Minster game. So set your DVRs right. and get home. And Coach Calvin's getting ready to take a dead sprint outdoor. He's going to go home and watch that. And it's on channel 44 right now. And it's a pretty special game and a pretty special night for our Indians. And we're going to keep it going tomorrow night. Coach, thanks for stopping on, brother.
Thank you, appreciate
it. And a champ, I'll tell you that. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Presented by Wayne Street Market.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The 7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email him at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Mad Run is coming up on Saturday, May 19th at Ambassador Park. You can register yourself or your team for this challenging event by going to themadrun.com and clicking on the Register tab. And as always, they need volunteers in several areas to help with this fun event, both setting up ahead of time and on the day of the Mad Run. If you'd like to be a volunteer, just click on the Volunteer tab on their website, themadrun.com. And if you're also going to be a participant, you can pick out a time to volunteer that won't conflict with your wave time. The Mad Run coming up on Saturday, May 19th. Participate, volunteer, or both by going to themadrun.com. Or just stop by Ambassador Park that day and cheer on your favorite team and visit with your friends.
We're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba.
Sports Talk.
Talk about dumb stuff.
Yep, that's right. Yep. And we want to thank Coach Gal for taking time to come up
here.
Coach Wendell for calling in.
Yep.
Coach Feely for stopping in. Yeah, he didn't have
to. I like stopping.
I didn't have to.
You stop in about every Wednesday, don't you?
I like stopping every Wednesday.
You do.
You sell any cars today?
I did not today. Dang it.
Times are tough, boys.
Times are tough.
Yep. We need a GoFundMe for Hastings Auto.
We need a GoFundMe going.
But he did charge my air conditioner today.
It's cool in Bobby's car.
Boys, if you need your air conditioner charged,
come
see Feely's. What Hastings. Is it Hastings? Is it Feely's yet or is it still Hastings?
Still Hastings.
Hastings Auto. Are we going to change it or what are we going
to
do?
I say we go way back and go to Luke Anthony's.
Go to Luke Anthony's. Back to Anthony's.
Luke Anthony's. I'm not sure if that it wasn't. I can't remember what the guest was. Texaco, I think.
Texaco?
I think it was Texaco.
You can trust your star from the man who wears the car.
The star.
You can trust your car from the man who wears the car.
The star.
The big red Mexican star.
Big red Texaco star.
I knew it was something like that.
Something like that.
You got most of the vowels right. A few of the consonants you didn't get.
But okay, so.
It rhymed. It's perfect.
So, we Saturday.
Yeah.
My good friend, Mr. Dave Kaup.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, and myself, and Mr. McNeil, traveled to Jay County to follow
all the way to Portland.
To follow the girls' game, and we get in the press box, and it's nice. They got dead flies everywhere, but we ain't worried about that.
We're not scared.
And you should have seen it before I cleaned the table off.
Was it pretty awesome? So we go in there, and thank God we was in the booth because it sucked out.
Oh, it was miserable. Yeah.
It was supposed to be a nice day.
It was.
Ended up being 15, 20 mile an hour winds, no sun.
About 40 degrees.
So we get there, and moron Spencer, and he is a moron, says, average game. Game takes about an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour 15 minutes, you'll be home, boys.
So it's 1 o'clock. We'll be home by 2:50. You know, it's just and Bubba, these games go
that's
fast.
That's when Bubba left.
I thought it was over. Three hours later, it was close.
It was over 2.5.
It was unbelievable.
Wow!
But it was fun to watch the girls' softball team. We can hit the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to do a little work defensively.
We need a little help.
But
work a little bit.
But, you know, we're playing Jay County. We got beat 20-13 or whatever it was, 12.
13-12 and like going into the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah.
We were hanging. It was tooth and nail. We were battling them.
And then our wheels fell off. And we had a couple of errors.
We had a few errors, yeah.
Yep, then it all went downhill. But
yeah, that's all fixable, though.
I think that's Jay County's sixth game or something like that.
They didn't have very many.
They haven't had very many. Yeah. You don't even know how good they are.
No. Nope.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, they were 2-2, weren't they?
Yeah. And, you know, they play some pretty tough competition, but I don't know if they played them yet. I just don't know much about them. But you know, we've won more games than we've won in the last 6 or 7 years put together.
Yeah,
we're
7-9.
We're pretty good.
We lost to Jay County on Saturday, and we come back and play Parkway last night. And Parkway's Parkway. They're the best program.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah.
D4 until somebody knocks them off. And I know Minster beat us pretty handily last night. You know, you just it's growing pains. And we've been there baseball-wise.
Absolutely. Hang in there,
and,
girls.
EJ's doing a great job. And trust the process. And
it'll get there.
And their term of draw's coming up, Harold. And what's their draw look like? You got it in front of you?
Check her out here.
Put your glasses on.
I'll give them a glass.
I think they got we get a 5 seed?
We actually got a 5 seed.
Five seed. That's pretty good out of 13 or whatever that
is. Ain't too bad out of 13 teams.
We got a bye.
Yeah, we got a bye out of the gate.
So it means we're going to have a home game.
You bet.
Yeah, we haven't had a bye in our lifetime.
It's been a while. We're going to play the winner of Lima Perry and Lima Central Cat.
Ooh, Lima teams.
A couple Lima teams going to go at it.
Yeah, but those are low seeds.
On the, what is it, the 7th?
They're Lima.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to play the 7th, and then they're going to come over to Fort Recovery on the 10th.
Which is
Thursday.
When? That's Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday, we're going to host.
Yep. What time?
Looks like a 5 o'clock start.
Game. Yep.
Okay, 5 o'clock. So the girls play their tournament game the 10th at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
That's next Thursday.
Yes.
And they got a bye, and they play the winner of Perry and LCC.
Perry and LCC. Looks like a winnable game.
It does. And if they win that game, they win the sectional, and they move on to the districts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are we going to try to have somebody at that game?
We could, except that's also the same day we play St. Mary's baseball.
Boys. No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I will let you guys choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that, but it's St. Mary's baseball that same day, so I don't think that can happen. But
no. Do we have two units?
We could, if we had people that would do it, we can record it and put it in the archives.
Yeah, we're going to try that.
If we can find,
that's what we'll work on.
Yep.
Because if girls win a sectional softball title, we want to have that baby on the archives.
Oh yeah, you want to be in the archives? Yeah,
that'd be cool. Recovery Radio is all about kids.
That'd be cool.
Yep. As much as we can do, we need somebody and setting up the equipment, running the equipment for recording is extremely easy.
Piece of cake.
It is really easy.
Easy.
Yep.
And
I got somebody who'll do it.
Got somebody?
Yep.
Good. All right.
Ross Homan.
Ross might do that.
Ross might. Yeah, he might. Brenna? Would he rather see his brother or sister?
Yeah, so, sectional tournament game.
Sectional final, I'd say sis. Yep.
Ross, that's who we're going after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a call, Ross.
He's listening. He is listening.
419-516-0702. Ross, call in. Let us know.
Ross, you're going
to get somebody to do it. It's really easy to set that stuff up.
He's got a great radio voice. He's got a face for radio, too.
Yeah.
He does.
He's very pretty.
Yep.
Yeah, but he has a nice smile.
No, he doesn't even have that. He's really not a very good-looking guy.
Yeah. Perfect for the radio.
He is perfect.
He's not pretty, but he has a good smile.
So we're going to try to have that baby on. I got Utah 60, Houston 46. All right. That's a good one. How about the Reds? We got Reds score?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Houston 60, Reds 46.
Reds are going to win tonight. I got good vibes. Let's look her up.
Yeah, they do. They haven't won for a week, so about time. No, I think
getting beat 2-1.
They're down.
Ooh, we got a runner on third, though.
Look out.
All right.
Come on. Who's up? Winker's up. We'll tie it up. Winker's a good hitter.
You going to get one?
Yep. Two outs. Winker's up. Bottom seventh. Runner on third.
I don't think you're allowed to do play-by-play without written consent of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. Marty don't care.
Marty, nobody's listening to Reds games anyway.
Nope.
Last night was, that was about it for me.
Reds?
Yep.
Why, I don't watch them anymore.
I got mad the night before because they blew a lead. And last night they got runners at first and third. Votto strikes out looking. And I was like,
killer.
This is killing me.
Yep, killer.
They're 7-30.
That's terrible.
Well, which is pretty good because a week ago they're 4-22 or something.
I actually don't know what their record is. I'm going to look it up. It ain't very good.
It's not very good.
They did win a couple in the last week, though.
Not very good at all.
I think they set a record for most games won in a 7-day period for the season.
Come on,
which
baby.
Which is two.
So I got the baseball. The Indians got the number 2 seed.
Should have got number 1, but they had to turn it in on Wednesday, and a lot of them voted before.
I can't see it. Yeah, I went on Wednesday, so they didn't have our cold water game.
I hate being blind.
I do, too.
Hmm?
I'm with you.
Are you bad, too?
Oh, can't see nothing.
Yeah, it makes me mad. It
does. Getting old's not good.
Anybody who says getting old's fun. Spencey, never mind.
No.
Yeah, I paid them.
Those are from
the
Dollar Tree. There's one and a half for 125. Yeah.
Reds are 7-23.
Still got the sticker on them.
7-23 is bad.
That is not very good.
Pretty bad.
Okay, so the baseball, we got the what seed?
We got the number 2.
Okay, so Coldwater goes 1. You was there, right?
Yes.
Explain me how it went. Coldwater goes, they're first.
It's all voted on before you get there.
The seeding.
Yep. So Coldwater was already number 1, and then basically they look up, and you, if you look down the road, if you stay in the upper bracket, you'll be the home team. So if you're the number 1 seed, you always go all the way to the top.
Okay, so explain to the people out there listening how we beat Coldwater, and we're still the 2 seed.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy, but all your games, everything had to be turned in on Wednesday.
Before the Coldwater game.
And then they voted before the game's played, too. They voted on Thursday.
They can wait, but they usually don't.
How did we vote?
We voted us number 1.
Atta boy.
Them number 2, and they did the same.
They went 2-1-2s, yeah.
And I think everybody voted either us 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And I think they had 7 maybe, and we had 5 or something. So then it was close.
So then they go up, we go down.
Yeah, we went
down. And then the 3 seed was OG?
Yes. It was kind of funny because, well, when they were late. The guy came in late, and they basically said, well, if he ain't here, you automatically just go in, which I didn't understand. You go as far away in the bracket as you can get from the number 1 seed.
which to me, I'd say you need to go as far away to them in their bracket.
Yeah.
Because that penalizes you. You're right. Playing a number one team. But anyhow, he came in, and it was kind of comical because he kind of looked up at Coldwater, and then he looked down at us, and then he looked up at Coldwater, and he looked down at us, and he was like, no, put me in there.
Yeah.
So he went with us.
Yep.
So they're in the opposite, or they're in the same bracket as us. But come to find out that Van Buren team's 10-2. They were the fourth seed, and they went to Coldwater's bracket.
Yeah.
So it's split up good. The four best records are in two in each bracket, so that'll be good.
Well, looking at the watching both of them play basketball, they have athletes. I don't know if they have baseball players, but Ottawa Glendorf and Van Buren have athletes.
Yeah, Van Buren's 10-2, or they were at the drawing. So
yep, so
pretty good.
I got a text here from somebody I'm not going to name. I think our sectional base softball game should trump baseball's regular season game.
There you go.
Like I said, I'm leaving that to you and copy.
No, Me, we're just the announcers. But I like it. A little fight in the old. I like it. Dang it.
I do, too. I don't have a problem with either one.
That's good stuff.
And St. Mary's at home or what?
Home.
St. Mary's is home.
We're getting both games done. Put it in the books. Both games are going to be on the radio.
They'll
be in the archives.
They won't be on the radio. We can only do one on the radio. They can play at the same time.
I know, but we'll get both of them in the archives.
In the archives, yes.
Archives will get it.
Why don't you start another station?
We could.
Big Kahuna?
We could. If we could drink it.
That's a cute little thing. What is that? What is that? That's like an old, my dad always drank old Pabst.
Mark's root beer. That is a Pabst. That might be a PBR.
Is that a PBR? What is them things?
Coors.
Coors Banquet Beer.
I like it.
But
discount?
We had already decided.
No, don't change this up. Discount beers?
Yeah. From Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street All Market. Right.
Yeah. But we had decided that if we could have gotten somebody that would be reliable for all the softball games, Chuck was ready to start a second stream so he could listen to both.
Really?
Do them both?
Yeah. And we'll do that someday once we get enough people to do it.
Hey, yeah, you going?
Yes.
What are we going to do there?
I don't know.
Give him
eat,
give him drink, $5,000-$6,000 a piece.
I'm giving him 20.
It's more than he deserves.
It is. I agree with you. Well, you got to give at least 500.
Probably a thousand.
Big credit card.
He already has the credit card. He's had the credit card since almost the beginning.
Oh no!
And he's paying for that wedding. Then I said,
whatever it takes.
Yeah,
he's worth it.
That's right.
Whatever he needs.
I've told a lot of people, and you guys know it as well as anybody. If it wasn't for Chuck, this would just be a nice idea. I sure do wish it would have worked.
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck, it'd just be.
And we're seriously getting ready to move. We're getting ready to head out.
We are.
We're saying goodbye to the studio on Main.
Brockman's studio on Main.
It's on Wayne, but yeah, we're still going to be on Wayne Street.
We're staying on Wayne.
Moving a block.
We're just moving on up.
A block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati.
Yeah.
A block and a bridge.
What's that? It's on a commercial, too.
Yeah, that was 40 years ago, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I remember hearing it.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're going to be moving to the former Amy Wendell health building, and that'll be Chuck's getting married this weekend. Gone for a while, and then
we're going to have restrooms.
Yes,
no more adult diapers in here.
Two of them.
Whoa, boys, time out. I just got this text from Greg LaFever.
All right.
If we don't have a baseball game tomorrow night, the KSC Invitational, known as the Mercer County Finals, tomorrow at Coldwater. The field events are at 4:30.
Track.
Okay. Track.
We got a number of chances to win a number of events. Boys have a chance to set some meet records. So tomorrow, make sure that if our baseball game's canceled, that they'll run this thing because they're nuts.
Yeah, they're going in it.
So get over there and watch our track, Robbie.
Unless it's lightning.
Yeah, right.
They're going to run.
And our track team is special.
I can't remember who all's on that on the relays. I think they got five guys that switch around. But there's Robbie and Jared and... Riley Pearson and Butch Shane. Who am I missing? There's two other guys that I'm missing that are just fast as can be.
You know Greg's going to text me and answer to that.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
So,
For some reason, I can't think of their names right now. But
yeah, so
but, yeah,
if you get a chance to go over to Coldwater to the KSC meeting, that's always a lot of fun.
Plus, you get a KSC burger.
The Lion Burger.
The Quantum Burgers.
Oh, they're solid. They're
good, solid.
They are solid.
Good, solid.
I ain't made any burgers on the grill yet. You done anything yet?
Nope.
Get the grill out?
It's out. Just ain't fired him up yet.
Haven't you? I got mine. So I took the cover off. My wind destroyed my cover, my grill.
Yep. I had one. I had two different times it blew it somewhere where I could never find it.
Probably in a vehicle driving by and probably wrecked.
Yeah, probably.
You might want to chain her down there, Bob.
Chain her down.
A little late. I haven't bought one in the last 10 years.
Is she gone?
Yeah, yeah. Once a second.
Is there Casey's coming to town?
Yeah. Going to be right by my house.
What do you think of that?
I don't like it.
I wouldn't either. How are they going to fit that in that little lot?
No, it's not a little lot.
It is not a very big lot. If you look at the size of them other ones.
It's a quarter of a block.
And it ain't very big.
It's as big as the rest
of them. So will the back of the store be facing your house?
Yep.
It will.
Yeah, they'll be mooning me.
Be mooning
really? You on it, but
so you ain't happy with this?
Oh, no. I wasn't happy with the car wash.
You what? Yep.
No. Why? I'd rather have a house there. I live in a house. I'd rather have a house next door.
You ever walk around naked or in your boxers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to do in people
I'm usually
cases?
In my bathroom, but yeah.
So you're going to be in Casey's.
Look at him. No, no.
You're going to get late night food easy.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to be a 24-hour day?
No, they almost all of them close either 10 or 11 or 12, depending on.
Packs that close at 8 anymore.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
You know what, though? They did clean the store up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's getting better.
I've been in Shell or Pack-a-Sack
for
5 years.
I see where they're closing the subways wide open.
I wonder
if it's going to hit us.
I don't know. I can't imagine they do a lot of volume in our subway at Fort Recovery, but I'm just blowing smoke. I really don't know.
I have no idea. I haven't been in either one of those places for 5 years. I've bought gas, but I haven't been in.
Oh, you've been inside.
Why? Why would I
pee?
Go?
Got to pee?
Well, one of them's across the street from my house, so I probably would go to my house.
You haven't been in the Pack-a-Sack or the show in 5 years.
Probably longer than that.
As soon as we leave here, we're going to both of them.
Why?
Just to step in.
Okay.
You in or out?
Introduce yourself.
I'd rather be out. I don't have any reason to go in any of them. Everything they have in there, they have at Wayne Street Market. So why would I buy anything in there?
There you go. I hate when you yell at me.
I just have no reason to go in there.
You know your son gets married next week?
Yes, he does.
Yep, it's Chuck's this weekend.
Know where you
and
go. We're losing
Cody's Chuck the following weekend. And
this is something.
And when's
big.
When's
June 23rd.
So we got a month off.
I got to make sure the old sport jacket still fits.
You ain't been there.
Hey, maybe get that one that Ricky Port stole from Frank Gilbolt.
Frank Gilbolt, classic.
There you go.
Rick, Fran would like his coat back.
He would like his coat back.
Still the greatest one-liner
that
in the history.
Really is. Oh, my God.
And he got letters, and he threatened to kill him. And Big P.
Anybody that didn't think that was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was classic.
A lot of people didn't.
I think Fran thought it was funny. Now, he wouldn't show it.
Jacob Atchison and Owen Mormon are the other two runners.
Mormon, I was thinking that.
The Mormon kid.
Yeah, he's a freshman. Robbie set all the junior high records, and Riley Pearson broke all of his, and Mormon broke all of his.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's right. Unbelievable how we went so many years and sucked at everything.
Yeah. And all of a sudden we got football, baseball, and track.
We are
and swimming.
And football, baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah. Well, we've always had decent basketball.
But we're loaded.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
We are the greatest team ever.
Look
we're
out.
Back.
We are the greatest town ever.
Yep.
We are the
ever.
Positive purple team.
In the history of the world.
The world.
Hey, I'll tell you another thing. Patch. I'm going to gross Patch out.
Uh-oh.
He might be listening to it.
What'd he do?
Huh?
What'd he do?
He's got to get. He's got to get our girls playing.
Let's go.
This is a big summer.
This is a big summer.
We can do it.
Yep.
The pressure's on Patch.
Pressure's on the coach. I agree. Let's go.
So you're thinking he isn't going to do that?
I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure he always does.
Well, this is big.
Well, I'm pretty sure he knows that.
We can make it. Our girls' program could be really good.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Our boys' program, we're loaded.
Yes. We are.
But one of the neatest things this year is going to be following our football program after the Wilhelmin era.
Yeah. How are we going to handle it?
I
think we're going to be good.
We're going to have Smitty firing that ball all over the place.
It'll be interesting.
And we're going to have kids. Marty, the little Marty kid's going to be catching balls like
a great hands. Yeah. Great hands.
I tell you, I'm excited.
Those kids are really good athletes, and they'll figure out a way to make it work. Next year may or may not be great, but after
Pressure's on with Brent.
Yeah.
Well, he could get canned after this year.
Probably get fired.
We got that.
Winner. We don't win the state championship, we're fine.
Winners
every
year.
If we don't make it to the playoffs, I say out Brent.
Out of Goose?
I say in Brent.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many years have we been playing?
Can't get him out. He's our number one guy up here. He comes up 40 times.
He is a great guest. Yeah.
He's a great guest.
Well, he could be one of our. He could replace one of you guys if he gets canned.
Oh, hey, whoa, big fella.
Hey, I'd take him.
We are about.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, we've ran our roost too long. How long have we been doing this?
6 years.
Been a while.
No, we haven't. How long? Three.
Three.
Yeah. This is the end of the third year.
Yeah, you'll start. We're about done too. Summer's about over.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close for our break.
Yeah.
But we still have a whole bunch of insights we need to get on.
Insights are still coming.
We got to get Friso on. They want to do a show on a Wednesday. They want to come up sports talk.
That'd be a good one.
So we got to get them guys up here. We got to get,
we got any seniors? We got about all the seniors.
Pete Rose is coming up.
Pete coming in?
Pete coming in.
And is he coming with Al McCoy or is he coming separate?
He's coming separate.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Marty?
Yeah, Marty's a prick.
Marty won't come.
I don't like Marty Brenneman.
Marty.
You know, he spoke highly of you.
He's grouchy.
He is great. He's been grouchy for the last 10 years.
I want to get Greg McClure gone, but he's too big a loser. Greg McClure, move your butt down here to Fort Cover.
Exactly.
You ought to get Bob Trumpy.
Trump?
Yeah.
I always liked Trump.
Yeah.
Trump.
And he's a friend. You guys called him up and told him about the mistake on Trump. On the Reds game.
Yep.
Umpires, everybody had it wrong.
They did.
They were all looking at the scoreboard, and the scoreboard guy dozed off because it was a boring game.
It was a boring game, but we was on that game, I'll tell you that. Whoa. Oh, for God's sakes. I'm telling you. Two of the best right there.
Yeah.
The girls. Yep, that's right.
Kind of cute, aren't they?
Well, they got left school, I think, 2 weeks.
Oh, when's the last day of school?
I think graduation's the 20th, maybe.
Are you going to have that on the air?
No, we're not going to broadcast the graduation. But
why?
Because I think Rob usually does, and we just record it, put it in the archives.
You want me to announce that?
Good call.
Well, they usually have the superintendent or principal do it, but you can go up there and volunteer.
Take over.
First, he'll let me do it.
Yeah, why would
they? Yeah.
Overman, they'll say,
Beep, write that down.
Beep, butter down.
9:30, we're out. Write that one down, Spencer.
Butter down, scratch her off.
Although it is an exciting time. If you're a senior, you imagine how fired up you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're fired up.
And the prom, everything went good with the prom. I think that it's ending. The school season's ending. And
winding down.
It is. It's an exciting time. Them kids are... Ugh. I wish I was a senior in high school.
I wish you were, too.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Back at her again.
I love high school.
Instead of a senior citizen.
Instead, you're a senior.
Actually, the whole high school. I just,
instead of graduating, we're dying.
4 years. I loved it so much, I never missed a day. I wouldn't miss a day of high school for nothing. Every single day.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
You didn't miss a day of high school?
No.
Did you get Reds tickets?
They didn't. Well, the Reds weren't even a team then. This was back in 1788.
You'd be on the AB honor roll to get the tickets.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been me.
What'd you get for perfect attendance? Like a... Cooper
on the back.
I did know Verge Cooper then, but there wasn't, and it was, if I had gotten a Cooper turkey then, it'd been a hatchling.
Do they do anything now for perfect attendance? They used to do something.
I got a poster.
Greg LaFever's listening.
Got a piece of paper.
If a kid goes to school, how many kids don't miss a day of school?
I think fourth grade I didn't miss, and my entire high school I didn't miss. There are several I should have stayed home because I was sick as a dog and made everybody else sick, but oh well.
You went to school every day.
Every day. I couldn't wait. I loved it.
The guy loved to learn.
That wasn't it. I loved it. Just go in, make wisecracks.
Some people.
Two of the teachers hated it, and the rest of them thought it was awesome. Just go in, make wisecracks.
What teachers hated you the most?
Ruth Thur, the English teacher.
Yep. Mrs. Thur.
But Ernie Williams thought it was, he would give me straight lines.
Oh, he'd say,
oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was good. He was really good. He was almost as good as Steiny is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We give each other straight lines. Ernie Williams is pretty good.
He's pretty good?
Yep.
Amen.
If everything was kind of dragging a little bit and everybody's kind of yawning, he'd just come up with some question and he'd just...
There you go. And you'd go off.
There you go, man.
Throw it, lob a little softball into the wheelhouse.
How about you? Who's your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher?
John Parker.
I did like John Parker.
Yeah.
Probably
Mike. I heard he was mean.
Mike Shum.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Spanky Shum. Would have been.
Spank was my
Spank buddy. Would have been yeah. pretty good.
He's a good
yeah.
guy.
Yep. He would have been 12 when he was yeah. young. He had to have been young.
I would say that my favorite teacher,
Chuck Etzler.
Chuck Etzler was always good, but I had him in phys ed.
Long he had phys ed.
Yeah.
Barb Sabai. All my phys ed teachers.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Yeah.
Because I loved to do that.
My favorite class that I ever took, there was two of them. And
recess doesn't count.
No, but
lunch?
My eighth grade history with Mudboat at Mr. Niekamp was.
Yeah.
I loved that class. I don't know. But my favorite class was typing with Mrs.
That was a classic.
Where you was in
Roush?
Mrs. Roush.
Oh,
I don't remember her.
I'm telling you,
she cried every day.
It was the most unbelievable group of
people. Cried every day.
Out of control. We had the craziest group.
Were you guys that mean to her, or did she have a sad life?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it was the group. It was the most unbelievable group of 20 kids you ever met.
Oh,
it's like if you take 20 of the orneriest in the history of our school, from seniors to sophomores, we were all took that type that typing class because we needed that half credit.
Oh my God!
Oh, that was
it was a chaos.
Louie Holman, Jim Guggenbiller,
Jack Clinton.
Oh, that was just
Matt Shainer.
Matt Shainer was ornery.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
sounds like you needed the typing teacher that one of my college roommates had. Said they were all freshmen, sophomores, and they go into typing class, and their typing teacher was 6'4".
Ooh, big boy.
Big guy, and about 280, and no fat.
Yeah.
Former college football player, and this was before electric typewriter. So there's manual typewriters. Yeah. He picks one up in one hand. He holds it up over his head. He says, "Kids, you're going to learn how to use this thing. Put it down."
And pretty much. We didn't have electric typewriters.
No,
we had to. We was pecking hunters.
Pecking hunt.
And
I had telegraph.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Morse code.
Drag the fever. Here we go.
All right.
Down.
What's he got?
Talking about kids that have never missed a day of school in their entire school career.
In the school career, that's pretty good.
We have had a couple in the past 10 years. Only a couple has done in the last 10 years.
Wow.
They didn't their whole school career or high school?
Their whole career.
Wow.
Never missed
a... First of all, you got to be healthy.
Yeah.
Or rude and just go when you're sick.
Sick.
They're not supposed to. I did. There's plenty of days I shouldn't have gone. I just wouldn't miss.
They have a few, five or six in each class that don't miss a day for the year, and they do get recognition.
Do they?
But in the past 10 years, they've only had a couple of kids that have never missed a day of school from kindergarten to senior year. We should have them up there. Up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Does he say who they are?
No, I don't think he'll give names out, but that's pretty awesome.
That is.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I bet that last name ain't Stogler. I'm just putting, if you want to bet, put a little money on that one. It's probably not Stogler.
Didn't have it?
No. But, no, that's really neat.
I remember I don't remember which years it was, but I was in school when this happened, and there was time when the 4, 5, 6 girls skipped and went shopping, and Doc Kanapke was the principal then, and he decided, wonder where they went. So he got in his car, drove down to the Salem Mall, walked into one of the shops, we'll just call it Macy's, and walked up to the girls, said, girls, go to the checkout counter, get done, and get back to school.
No, really.
Yeah.
Chased them down.
And then here's another one. Bunch of guys, I think this was 2 years ahead of me. I think I was a sophomore when this happened. Four, five, six guys, they're gone. He thinks, wonder where they might be. So he got in his car, drove out to Burkittsville, Ivo's, walked up, and they were 18. They're all allowed to drink.
Right.
Walked up, sit down beside him at the bar, said, boys, finish the beer and get up and get on back to school.
The guy didn't want his kids leaving.
Yeah, that's pretty. Imagine trying to do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They were legal drinking age, but they weren't supposed to be there.
No, the big doc said, boys, you're coming back to class. Probably one of them was Tim.
Yeah, no, Tim was younger. This was when I was a sophomore.
Finish that draft and get back to work. Get back to school.
Well, tomorrow night, Fee, we go for a MAC championship.
Yeah, let's get that done. That'll be awesome.
Absolutely. And we want to thank everybody for listening. Coach Calp and Coach Doggy for calling in. And
yep.
Coach Doggy.
We've had a couple of neat wins, boy. Coldwater and Minster. And let's finish it off
those
tomorrow night.
Huge wins.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it going.
Huge.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Wayne Street Market for once again supplying us with everything. Yep. Next week, we're going to. Well, hopefully we're going to be celebrating a victory and get ready for tournament. And I think we're going to try to get some Friso guys on next week and talk a little bit about our summer baseball program and everything that's going on.
Oh,
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yep.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Bob Stogler, Mick Spencer on the controls
tonight.
See you next week.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.